us glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone, but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. May I share a little joke with you? I pulled it out of my good news, bad news joke box. One day a defense lawyer said to his client, "I have good news and I have bad news. Which would you like to hear first?" The client answered, "Well, what's the bad news?" The lawyer said, "Seems that your blood matches the DNA found at the murder scene." The client cried, "Oh no, that's terrible. But what's the good news?" "Well," the lawyer said, "your cholesterol is down to 140. Now I know that some of you may not like hearing humor in a homily. When I was a little boy attending church at St. Teresa's in Little Rock, the priest never told jokes in their homilies. "Salvation is serious business," they said. And it is. But back in 2006, then Pope Benedict XVI gave an interview on German television. The interviewer asked the Holy Father, "What role does humor play in the life of the Pope?" The Pope answered, "I'm not a man who constantly thinks up jokes, but I think it's very important to be able to see the funny side of life and its joyful dimension, and not to take everything too tragically." The Pope continued, "I'd also say it's necessary for my ministry as the Pope. A writer once said that angels can fly because they don't take themselves too seriously. Maybe we could also fly a bit if we didn't think we were so important." What's the Pope driving at? Well, there's something angelic and heavenly about humor. Why? Well, because it keeps us humble and we don't take ourselves or life too seriously or too tragically. Humor helps us to be humble and holy. In the gospel today, we hear the episode of the transfiguration. The apostles see Jesus in his heavenly glory, and he's conversing with Moses and Elijah, who represent the law and the prophets. Now, we don't know what they discussed precisely, but clearly it was good news of heavenly glory. Indeed, Jesus was literally clothed in the glory of the transfiguration. You see, Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem for the passion and death of the Lord. Salvation is serious business. Jesus was about to be crucified. And so they stop for a moment to turn their eyes to heaven for a little help. Maybe Elijah said, "Hey Jesus, your blood will be found at the murder scene of the cross." And Moses added, "But don't worry, your cholesterol is down to 140. Okay, maybe not. Nevertheless, they helped Jesus see the joyful dimension of life and not to take things too tragically. The apostles, for their part, were filled with overflowing joy. St. Peter blurts out, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter goes on to say that, or rather, the gospel goes on to say that Peter didn't even know what he was saying. Peter's reaction always reminds me of that riveting end of Charles Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol. After the three ghosts have appeared to Ebenezer Scrooge, do you remember his reaction? "I don't know what to do," cried Scrooge, laughing and crying in the same breath, and making a perfect lacoon of himself with his stockings. "I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody, and a Happy New Year to all the world." For a brief and blissful and beatific moment, the three apostles felt the same as Scrooge, as if it were Christmas in April in the Holy Land. A holy joy flooded their hearts as they beheld the transfigured Christ. And that's just what they needed before they beheld the crucified Christ a few days later. Both the first pope, Peter, and the 265th pope, Benedict, needed joy in order to carry out their ministry. So they didn't take everything too tragically. My friends, I'm here this weekend thanks to Father Jason's permission to promote Trinity Junior High School. I'm here to ask you to consider sending your junior high children to Trinity, and also to ask your financial help in the second collection today. You know, there's a lot of things we could brag about on our school, like our superior education. Did you see the front page of this morning's paper? With the huge picture on the front about the STEM program and Trinity, the extensive extracurricular activities, the compassionate community service our students complete, the terrific teachers, and all located on the sacred grounds of St. Scholastica Monastery. But instead of all that, I want to say a word about the joy that you will find in our school, namely the joy of Jesus. Sometimes we look around at the world and we see a lot of bad news and very little good news. Bad news that even touches our teens, like drugs and gangs and abuse and neglect, bullying and smoking, and sadly even sex. At Trinity, we're not immune from these temptations, but we do have a powerful ally in this fight, namely, the joy of Jesus. How? Well, we celebrate Mass every week as a whole school and listen to the scriptures and receive Holy Communion. Dr. Hollenbeck, a parishioner here at St. Boniface, our principal, has this year set up prayer partners. So throughout the school, now the ninth graders pray for the eighth graders. Each eighth grader has a specific seventh grader to pray for. The seventh graders pray for the ninth graders. The teachers pray for each other. And the whole school prays for me because I need it the most. And like the three apostles, our students stop once a week to see the transfigured Jesus at Mass so that we can be able to handle seeing the crucified Jesus in the world around us. Like Pope Benedict said, it's very important to see the joyful dimension of life and not to take everything so tragically. Trinity teaches our students the joy of Jesus. Of course, no one said this better than Mary Poppins. In her immortal song, A Spoonful of Sugar, remember, she sang, and I ain't gonna sing it. In every job that must be done, there's an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. The Transfiguration was the spoonful of sugar that helped the medicine of the crucifixion go down for Jesus and the apostles. The joy of Jesus is the spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine of junior high school go down for our Trinity students. And a little humor is the spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine of the Mass go down. Praised be Jesus Christ.